Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I was serving a church in Southern California, and there was a young woman who came to me in her mid-30s, married, 2 children, fine husband. She came to announce to me that she has retinitis pigmentosa, which is incurable, and it means that I will slowly go blind. And so there she was. She said that, yeah, there's just kind of in my eye, there's just kind of little blind spots, and then they become more, and then suddenly I'm blind. That's what they told me. And she came in to say to me, now, Dick, what I want you to do is I want you to lay your hands on me and pray that this will go away. So I sat there with Linda and I told her that in the life of the church, we understand there's all different kinds of healing, and some of them are miraculous in nature and radical. And some of them are inner healing by which we are willing to accept whatever comes to us in life and go beyond them by the power of the Spirit of God. I said something like that. And she looked at me and she said, you know, that's the problem with you clergy. You don't really listen. I told you, I want you to lay your hands on me and pray that this will go away. I said, of course I will do that. Of course I will. And there was a time in a chapel at a Catholic retreat ground that we prayed exactly that way. And so then I waited to see what was happening. I saw her at church. She didn't say anything to me. 3 weeks went by, 4 weeks went by. And then I came to her and I said, Linda, I'm just kind of curious. How was your eyesight? She kind of looked up at the sky for a moment and she squinted a little bit. She says, I think it's about the same. I think it's about the same. Maybe it's getting a little worse. She says, you know, Dick, she said, when I ask for healing, I was asking for something miraculous and magical. And in fact, what I needed in our prayer was release from my fear. I was afraid my husband wouldn't find me attractive any longer, that my kids would be leading me around the rest of my life. I'm here to tell you that what happened, I didn't get what we prayed for, but I got what I needed, which was release from my fear. Garrison Keillor said one time that sometimes what we ask for is not what we get, but what we get is something else that we would have asked for in the first place had we known. She wanted her eyesight restored. What she needed was release from fear. May God help us as we tell the truth before God, that we might be able to hear an answer that comes in a least expected way. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.